An update on a story we brought you last night. President Trump is rejecting an offer from Russia to temporarily extend caps on strategic nuclear weapons. It comes as the treaty that held them in check, called New START, expired today. In a social media post, the president called it, quote, a badly negotiated deal, adding, we should have our own nuclear experts work on a new, improved, and modernized treaty. The Kremlin says it regrets the expiration of the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the two nations. And a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General called this a grave moment.
In the first time for more than half a century, we face a world without any binding limits on the strategic arsenals of both the Russian Federation and the United States.
President Trump has indicated he wants to involve China in any new potential treaty, an idea that Beijing has resisted. Meantime, during talks today in Abu Dhabi, the U.S. and Russia agreed to restart high-level military contacts. Those communications were suspended in 2021 as tensions rose ahead of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a statement, U.S. European Command said the restarted channel, quote, provides a means for increased transparency and de-escalation. The agreement came as Ukraine and Russia wrapped up a second day of U.S. brokered talks, which American envoy Steve Witkoff described as constructive. Speaking in Kyiv today, alongside the Polish prime minister, Ukraine's president said the parties also agreed to speak again in the near future.
It is important that the process is ongoing. We would like faster results, but if the next meeting is planned, it means there is a chance to continue the dialogue, which, of course, we very much hope will lead to the end of the war.
Also today, 150 Ukrainian soldiers, along with seven civilians, were returned home as part of a prisoner exchange. Ukraine says many of them had been held since 2022. An equal number of Russians were also released. Russian Defense Ministry footage showed soldiers boarding a bus wrapped in Russian flags. The Trump administration is stripping job protections from as many as 50,000 federal employees. A final rule published today by the Office of Personnel Management makes it easier for the president to discipline or remove those workers. Before, a president could only wield such powers over roughly 4,000 political appointees. Agency head Scott Cooper said the new policy advances President Trump's agenda, adding, quote, those entrusted with shaping and executing policy must be accountable for results. The fallout from the latest release of files related to Jeffrey Epstein is spreading both here and overseas.
I am sorry. Sorry for what was done to you. Sorry that so many people with power failed you. Sorry for having believed Mandelson's lies and appointed him.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer apologized today for appointing Peter Mandelson to be his ambassador to the U.S. Files later showed Mandelson was closer to Epstein than previously thought. The World Economic Forum is investigating its CEO, Borga Brenda, over his alleged ties to Epstein. Brenda insists he was completely unaware of Epstein's criminal activities. And in the U.S., Brad Karp is stepping down as chairman of the influential law firm Paul Weiss due to his appearance in the Epstein documents, though he'll stay on with the firm. The Nigerian government says it's launching a new military operation against Islamic militants after more than 160 people were killed during an attack earlier this week. Local officials say it happened in two Muslim-majority villages in Kwara State and that the victims were reportedly killed for resisting extremist ideology. No group has claimed responsibility, but officials suspect various Islamic military groups. Separately, in Nigeria's Kaduna state, officials say all 183 Christians abducted from three different churches last month have now been released. On Wall Street today, stocks struggled amid continued weakness in tech shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 600 points. The Nasdaq dropped around 360 points on the day. The S&P 500 ended lower for a sixth time in seven sessions. And Vice President J.D. Vance told U.S. Olympic athletes in Milan today that the Games are one of the few things that unites the entire country.
The whole country Democrat, Republican, Independent, we're all rooting for you, and we're cheering for you, and we know you're going to make us proud. So thank you all, and hope you guys have fun.
Vance and the second family also cheered on the U.S. women's hockey team in an opening round game against the Czech Republic. The U.S. women won handily, 5-1. Still to come on the NewsHour, Sudan's army breaks a years-long siege of an embattled city and finds overwhelming suffering. We examine so-called zombie mortgages, loans that laid dormant for years but are now coming back to life. And an organization offers recovery and work skills to Indian women who were forced into sex work.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.